This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
On Thursdays this month, we're doing Power of Pink interviews with the Community Cancer Center, talking with folks impacted by cancer, hearing their story. Melissa Briggs, and good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a bit about your cancer story.
Well, I was diagnosed in June of 2021. It was not found with a routine mammogram, although I still recommend getting your mammograms. They found something, and when they did the ultrasound, it ended up being just a cyst, and they found the tumor that was not seen on the mammogram at that time.
And so what was your reaction?
Initially, I was obviously shocked, but I immediately knew this was all going to be okay. It was early stages. My surgeon told me if I was going to have breast cancer, I had the best possible kind to have.
Interesting. Now, what kind of treatment went from there?
So I started with biopsies, of course. I had a partial mastectomy where they removed the tumor and all the surrounding area to make sure they got it all. I then had a procedure called Savvy radiation, which is not utilized very often. You have to meet a very specific set of criteria, and they do the radiation from the inside out, and it's twice a day for 5 days. And then from there, I ended up having to have chemo as well.
So when you're doing that radiation twice a day, I mean, does that pretty much take up your whole day?
It's surprisingly a fast treatment. When I would go in, the actual radiation was only 6 to 8 minutes, but I had to have CT scans every day. And my body liked to play tricks and do things that were not the norm. And so I had to have multiple CTs several times and readjustments of the Savvy equipment.
So were you able to work during that time?
I took that time off. I had to have the surgery, so I ended up taking 3 weeks off to do surgery and the radiation.
And then was the chemo right after that?
The chemo actually didn't start. My surgery and radiation was in August. Chemo didn't start until October. We didn't think I was going to have to do chemo. There's a 10% chance of being high risk for reoccurrence. I was in that 10%. So we made the choice that chemo was my best option. It lowers my chance to 2%.
So that was last year, right?
Correct.
So how has this past year, how has that kind of changed your perspective or impacted you just in going through all this?
Well, I like to think I have a very positive attitude and I deal with things with humor. I have a great repertoire of bald jokes now since I lost my hair going through chemo. It's given me permission to do the things that I might have put off. I've always wanted to learn to kayak. I went on 2 kayaking trips this summer. I have my youngest daughter who's very active in musical theater. I splurged and got tickets for Hamilton for us this past month.
Those do not come cheap.
No.
So what about working with the Community Cancer Center during all this time?
They were absolutely fantastic. From the moment I went in, they were very welcoming, very caring. Dr. Moore was my radiation oncologist. He could see that I approached things with a sense of humor as well as all the other technicians that I worked with. And they met me right there and came back at me with the same humor, which helped make me a lot more comfortable. Medical oncology for the chemotherapy, same thing. Fantastic staff. It's not a place you want to spend time or you want to be, but if you have to be there, they make it as pleasant as they can.
And do you feel like in talking to some of the folks, I mean, of course, the professionals have been dealing with this for a long time, but I know that some of the people that are there at different levels and even some of the people that work with some of the support groups and different things are people that have gone through this before.
Correct.
And, I mean, do you feel a lot better talking to somebody who, you know, maybe had this same situation more or less a few years ago?
I think it helps because it gives you a perspective of knowing some of what the person's actually going through. I have to say, the professionals I dealt with at the Community Cancer Center, not all of them have had cancer, but they have had it impact their lives. And so they do have an empathy that comes from that as well.
Well, and I think just seeing, if you're a professional there, seeing people go through this day after day, you see this firsthand, and it's got to be even sometimes hard to do that.
I would think so, yes.
So what advice would you give to somebody about how to treat friends or family members when they're dealing with cancer?
I would say one of the biggest things is not to leave them out, to realize that they're still your loved one, your family member, your friend, to include them with plans that you're making, knowing that they're going to have to decide. Maybe that day they don't have the energy to do what you're asking them to do, but give them the option to choose and don't let them become the disease.
And what about for somebody maybe even in the past week that has gotten that diagnosis and are just kind of shell-shocked still? How do they start out?
For me, a big part of it was my faith. I leaned on that. And I would say don't think it's the end of the game, the end of the world. See what the options are. There's a lot of options out there.
Well, what do you have going forward? Your hair is coming back, I see.
Yes, yeah.
So that's got to make you happy. Do you feel like you're getting back into more of a normal routine?
I do. The only thing so far that hasn't been normal is my energy level is not what I think it should be at this point. I finished chemo the beginning of March. They say 2 months of recovery for every month of chemo, and I had 5 months. So I'm not at the 10-month mark, but I'm getting out and doing the things I want to do.
All right, Melissa Briggs, Power Pink interview with Community Cancer Center. Melissa, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
8:39 on the Morning Report.